the next step for this is to have you guys record the podcast and then post the videos on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Video podcast is where it's at. So, yeah.
You know what they call that? Television. Talk show.
I love this. I love the smarty pants. All right, episode 81.
That's what I've always thought about people who record their podcasts.
What do you mean? Is this just television?
It's just a talk show. Yeah. Like you guys have just rebranded it? Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's
into
cool.
The...
All right, episode 81. We're back. And we're obviously back. From this friendly voice you're hearing who keeps interrupting in the flow of things, Zoe's back.
As the oldest child, I'm obligated to.
All right. So speaking of being the only child and speaking of having you here.
Do tell.
Right. I thought it would be interesting today to talk about what it's like bringing your kids to work. Right?
I mean, I don't have any kids.
You know, and how they've sort of shaped the understanding of what we do. You know what I mean? Or what you know, or weird vernacular, right?
Okay.
That you picked up just from our language. You know what I mean? How like, you know what RFPs mean, for example.
I was about to say that because I walked into my first day of work and they were throwing around all these
acronyms
and the only one I knew was an RFP.
Okay.
And
okay.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, so
weird stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. How, I mean, you came to work a fair amount as a youth.
You
know,
you also talk about work a lot. You and mommy talk about.
Do we really?
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, boo! I don't want to hear that.
No, okay. not in a bad way. Just like what you're actually doing with your life when you're not with us.
Okay. Well, because my parents, growing up, my parents worked together.
Yes.
My dad was a photographer, and they worked together, and it was like. All they did. I mean, we wake
Non-stop.
Up in the morning talking about photography, you know, like come home for dinner and be talking about photography and then it'd be like, all right, time
awesome
to go down to the dark room and develop some photos. You know, it was like, oh my God, get me away from,
you're
know,
in
like,
the photography hellscape.
Yeah. It was like, oh, let me eat this dinner as fast as possible.
I don't
need to hear about XYZ
I don't mean
client,
it like that
you know,
so, at all.
Okay.
I mean like you guys like what you do.
Yeah.
It comes up.
Yeah, we do love it, and Rachel ended up skewing, as we've talked about on previous podcasts, more towards the educational side, right?
Yes.
Which is actually really
Academia.
Interesting. Academics, yeah, exactly. So I mean, what's your take on sort of growing up with creative, interesting
people,
interesting, beautiful, handsome parents that are unbelievably talented. You know, and having to live in that shadow. I mean, while you came to work with them, right?
Although
what's
a joke.
What's interesting, I think though, is actually Kirby is probably the one that has been to the office the most and probably has spent the most time here.
I think with COVID too.
Yeah, because of the COVID factor and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
So
okay,
anyway, what do you think? Yeah, let me turn it over.
Answer your first question. I'm very opinionated.
Yeah.
Very opinionated.
You think that's a byproduct?
100%.
Fascinating.
Everything I see.
Okay.
Because I think my entire life is, oh, look at that logo that they just stretched.
Yeah. Okay, so skewed, your prism of the visualization of the world around you is skewed through an art director's eye.
Because there is a right way to do things.
Yeah.
And 90%, you're making me angry right now. Like
getting fired up.
We're getting the juices flowing.
Gonna run through the brick wall.
There is a right way to do things.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've known for a long time when I can point out what is wrong.
Let me interrupt just for a quick, funny little point. What do you think is the worst design out in the world? You know what I mean? If you do see the world more through the prism of a designer or an art director, right? When you go out in the world and you see things that are incorrect and you see things that rub you the wrong way, what are those things?
It's going to upset my generation.
Okay.
There's like the joke of making things in Comic Sans.
Okay.
Of like, oh, my shirt says Sparkles.
Yeah.
And Sparkles is in Comic Sans.
Okay, and that makes you upset? Yeah.
It just, it's not funny.
But the rest of the generation thinks it's funny?
It's kind of like a little inside. Like, oh, we know it's ugly, but it's
hee-hee. Okay, wow, you went very specific. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Comic Sans. Mm-hmm. So.
That, and then I would say the stretching and skewing of logos where people just didn't hold down shift.
Hold down shift, people. God damn it.
And then all of the general...
I would have said any Mexican restaurant menu gives me like typesetting, like, you know, it makes
you can tell when people didn't use a grid.
Yeah. I mean, my Apple Watch starts bleeping about my heart rate, you know, but that being said,
blurs a little bit.
I will say the worse the menu and the worse the spelling, the better the food.
Yes.
Right. So
if half of it is in Spanish or all of it is in Spanish,
all the better, I'm here for it. So,
especially
if it's laminated, I mean, it's permanent.
Oh
bad.
Yes. And sticky.
Yeah. Ugh, that's where it's at. All right. So back at time in. Cause I keep interrupting. Yeah. So, okay. So you think you're definitely opinionated,
very opinionated.
Having come to work. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. Come to work, heard about it.
What did you think I did for a living growing up?
I thought you guys were artists.
Okay.
Like painters.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Like very, yeah. And I would say you're not far from that, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
But very, very technically, like, oh, we have all these paint cans in the basement. Yeah.
We do have a lot of paint cans.
Well, they must do a lot of painting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just kind of like, oh, they designed that T-shirt. Maybe they painted that T-shirt.
Yeah, interesting. Like, interesting.
I think that's very, very like juvenile perception of it.
Yeah.
I think once I...
That's okay. You're a juvenile.
Call
you're young.
Like
yeah.
Kirby, he's like 11 now. So I think by the time I was 10 or 11... It was more, I understand that you guys are doing ads and packaging.
Yeah.
And you're using a computer. I don't know what the hell you're doing on a computer.
Sure, sure.
But
I don't know half the time either.
And there's command controls.
Yeah.
And he goes, and somehow my book report cover is now perfect.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. Yeah.
I didn't help you with any school projects ever.
No, you did not.
Well, I guess the reason why I ask that is there's an old famous advertising tagline, time to make the donuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the old
yes.
Dunkin' Donuts campaign,
yes,
right? And so it became it came kind of a joke, of course, you know, for multiple generations about that kind of became sort mm-hmm. of an expression of just going to work. I'm going to make the donuts, you know, mm-hmm. that type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it started. I don't know how it happened, but
oh, I know how it started and how it happened.
Well,
you said it a lot.
But why did I start saying it is the question. You know what I mean? I don't know if I said it or mom said it.
It was a time in life where there was in need of some lighthearted chuckles.
Okay. All right.
And I think it just kind of became.
Hey, time to go make the donuts.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
That's what I'd say as I was walking out the door. Time to go make the
donuts. When everyone was out the door by 7:30,
yeah.
There's got to be some sort of
Well, your younger brother.
Standardization.
You know, later.
My favorite brother.
Yeah. Later in life. You know, came to the realization that I did not, in fact, make donuts in the morning, and was actually kind of upset about that.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you made donuts, dude.
What
you
are
know,
you
like,
doing?
Yeah. What? Like, you don't make donuts in the morning? It's like, no, man. I don't. What? And it was like, I never even thought about it. And it was just kind of funny.
And he'd been in the office before and just didn't know where the donuts were made.
I think so. Yeah. So now he's gotten older. Obviously, you mentioned COVID. He went through the virtual school, as many people
did. He knows that we don't make donuts for
And hey, we got great internet here in the office. And mm-hmm. there was a time when he used to come to the office borderline every day, actually,
do school.
And that I think was interesting because he then started to ask me, and he still does
design
this to this day.
Questions.
Yeah. Like, hey, what happened at work today?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you working on?
I will say that's another thing. Like we're all sitting at dinner and everyone talks about, oh, how was your day today?
Yeah.
And you and mommy would actually talk about, I think in very adult terms.
Yeah.
What was happening? Like well, we're not.
Oh, I'm an adult.
I went to work and I made donuts. Like you're talking about. Oh, I had an RFP for blah 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And whether we understood that or not, that was
dang.
More of a conversation.
Yeah.
But I think the like we're not gonna put it through the child scope.
Yeah, understood.
Was a big deal.
Understood. Yeah. So, well, it's been summer. And he's been doing camp,
mm-hmm.
right? And camp is around the corner from the office, and so we have been coming to work. First thing in the morning. I don't even know if you know this. We've been coming into work and he has been hanging out in the office here for about an hour or so before camp starts.
Okay.
And then I'll run him over to camp real quick, right?
Yeah, yeah. He says he sees my car on campus.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah. It's pretty funny. And so because of that, he's hanging out in the office doing things mm-hmm. and he's just watching what
Picking
I'm doing and
it.
Doing different things. And we're doing an identity, a logo project for a specific client, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hey, what are you working on?
Yeah.
That type of thing, right? And it was, oh, okay. Hey, let me run you through the thing just mm-hmm. for fun. And just for fun,
here's
just
what
like
we do.
Just like as we had filmed years ago, kid clients. It was like, hey,
it's on the YouTube. If you're
go hit YouTube. Hey, let me show you what here's what the client asked for. Here's mm-hmm. a da 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 da. And hey, it's a opinionated world. Even 11-year-olds have opinions, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's all in on this one. Ooh, I like that one.
They're
That's
a
the
consumer,
one,
11-year-olds.
Right? And then they are actually, and their purchasing power is incredible
because
mom's allowance and whatnot, right? But
yes.
Anyway, so I'm telling you, for like a week straight, hey, did you get feedback on
that
logo?
That logo?
Have they picked? Yeah. Hey, did you get any feedback on that? Hey, did you get any, not yet, dude. Not Hey, sometimes you can only move as fast as your
you
clients
should tell
will
them
let you.
The 11-year-old really wants
right?
it. Yeah,
it's pretty funny. And it was, well, gosh, I really want them to pick this one, And I'm like, dude, I don't think they're going to pick. I think this is the one they're going to do. I've been doing this a long time. I can read the tea leaves, right?
Nice try, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it was really funny. It was like, hey, I think when I was that young, you know, I used to go to, you know, the, as I mentioned, the photographer, yeah. I used to go to the studio all the time, you know, yeah. but I don't think I was really as interested, right? Mm-hmm. He's like super interested,
okay.
you know, which yeah. I find actually pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. So, and I finally got to tell him, hey, this is the one they picked and this is what they're, oh man, you know, it's pretty funny.
You read the tea leaves correctly.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. So, any other interesting, weird notes about sort of coming into the office as a kid, you know?
I love the office. I've always loved the office.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You learned to ride your bike in our previous office's parking lot.
Yeah, a lot of great memories.
It was nice and flat.
It was perfect.
There were only two speed bumps in there.
Yeah. I grew up with very creative office.
Yeah.
I'm now in my corporate cubicle.
Yeah.
I had the realization that not every office looks like your guys' office.
You don't have a stormtrooper in the corner?
There is no stormtrooper in the corner. Yeah. There aren't brand packages lying around.
Yeah.
There isn't big murals and graffiti, and you can't draw on all of the walls, which I think is just a product of creative agencies and not.
Yeah.
But I thought for a long time growing up that everyone's office was this cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just not the case. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah. So let's see that. I don't know if there's anything else, but.
Is that it? Are we out of things to talk about?
I don't think so. I mean, but I do love The Office. Like,
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. I love The Office too. Yeah. I mean, I think that we are fortunate here in that we love what we do. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we did talk about it a little bit more than the average.
The average Joe.
Yeah. I do love, you know, we did, you know, as the rest of the world did, work from home for mm-hmm. a little while too, right? Oh. During this intermittent global plague we had. I did miss The Office when that, you know, and it wasn't, hey, the walls are painted cool and this and that, you know, it was really like
turning your brain on.
Yes.
I can also read your tea leaves.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's definitely something to, I mean, we're creative and, you know, hey, I don't want clients to think I'm working on their stuff 24 hours a day, but mm-hmm. you're always kind of in the back of your mind, churning, mm-hmm. thinking about ideas, things are happening, you know. Creativity's percolating, all that good stuff, right?
Bubbling.
Yeah. Gurgling.
Yeah. Splattering.
Salivating. So there is something that's really nice about going in, turning the lights on, mm-hmm. hammering it, doing an awesome job, working, mm-hmm. rocking and rolling, blasting some metal.
You know, your brain is creative.
You know, and then clicking that light switch and going, okay, it's downtime. Downtime.
Yeah.
So
we're on the back burner now.
It's time for the hot tub. Yeah. Gotta soak those creative juices.
That was a pandemic purchase.
So yeah. Hey man, for those other hot tub lovers out there, I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
If you ever
thing,
need so. Pictures of him with an umbrella.
The irony too is I worked on a spa, a hot tub and pool care chemicals for 15 years.
I remember that. That's why you're the resident hot tub expert.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I may have lost some of that
R-H
juice.
R-H. So.
It's not a thing. Resident don't make it a thing. Stop. It's not a thing.
R-H-T-E? R-H-T-E. Resident hot tub expert.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's cool that we that you guys all sort of have had experiences coming to the office. I think it's fun.
Yes.
So, I think it's really been interesting and enlightening for me as you've gotten older, like the RFP example, just mm-hmm. learning sort of the difference.
Absorbing a lot.
Yeah, and the difference in how different mm-hmm. companies and commerce sort of. Companies work, I guess.
I think a big part of that is again just not putting it through the child scope. You guys always explain things as they were.
Yeah.
If we need more clarification, like given.
Yeah.
But no baby voices. I don't know how else to say that. You know, but
it's weird to hear you say it like that.
But the concepts are not being dumbed down. Well, I have.
Yeah.
I mean, you've explained things to my friends, and I've been like, oh yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
And they've been like.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just their parents, I guess, never. I mean, you might know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
But their parents never kind of talked about their work and talked about whatever. Mm. And here we are sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
Hashing it out for half an hour about.
Well, if you're
gonna
ask,
what's going on with the business.
Yeah. If you're gonna ask a question, I'm gonna answer
There's
the
gonna
question.
Be, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's not common, apparently.
Well, apparently. I only know what I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's worked out well so far.
As I've mentioned before, I'm the son of an entrepreneur who is the son of an entrepreneur. So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe we are quirky in our own weird ways.
Have your own little idiosyncrasies.
You know, plus I'm probably an oversharer. as the fact that we're on a podcast right now talking about this kind of stuff, you know? So I'm just a big, hey, if there's something that has happened to me in my life or that I've learned that mm-hmm. I can impart, I mean, not in a preachy way, but yeah. just in a like, hey, if you ask a question.
All he ever did was preach.
Oh, that is not a true statement. but you know, sharing is caring, right? You know
exactly.
what I mean? You know, that type of thing, yeah. right? I mean, just yeah. making the world a better place. One great little design at a time, everybody. So,
hold down shift when you make those.
Yeah. And where can they find those magical companies
they
that can do
those
designs? So
on the interwebs yeah. and Mock the Agency and on all the socials at Mock the Agency.
Yes.
I've seen the Instagram has been posting more recently.
Yeah,
by the way. Yeah,
thanks.
It's cool. I'm liking them. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're crushing it. We're crushing them online. So.
Yeah.
All right.
You can drop everyone a line.
Yeah.
Drop
us a line online. Give us a 5-star review. All the good stuff, mm-hmm. and we will chat with you next time. All right.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.